Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Today's show is another part of our Classics Collection, which is a series of select rebroadcasts. As you know, some programs just need to be brought back because of their impact. Here's one. I'm joined with my co-hosts, Alfredo Canencia, Billy Lyle, and Martin Arinaga, and a time with our riveting story from our guests, Su Yong and Maureen Yi. Enjoy.
In a series recently entitled Hope in a Time of Crisis, and if you've been listening, you've been hearing tremendous stories of people healed, all kinds of different diseases and cancers, people being blessed and protected by God's amazing hand. And today is no different. We have a great story that you're going to hopefully be encouraged by today. But before we do, we want to talk about how God has a good life for us, but oftentimes in order for us to step into that good life, we need to often take steps of faith. And you know, the Bible talks about in Matthew chapter 14, the disciples were all together, they were out on a lake, sitting in a boat, and they were hit by a storm. And in verse 24, it talks about the boat was a considerable distance away from the land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. And in verse 25, during the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I." I mean, can you imagine what that must have been like, being out in the middle of a lake, buffeted by a storm? I mean, they probably all thought they were going to die. And all of a sudden, off in the distance, they see a figure. And one of them begins to recognize, no, that's Jesus, that's Jesus. Jesus walks closer to the boat. And Peter said, "Lord, if it's you, tell me to come to you on the water." And Jesus replied to him, "Come." Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, all that were with them said, "Truly, you are the Son of God." And you know, life is filled with storms, wouldn't you agree? I mean, today the Dow dropped another 281 points. Fox News reported that the stock market's hit its lowest point in decades. Unemployment is up. Home foreclosures are sweeping the country. And here's the thing, though still many Americans think it can get a lot worse. Fox News did a poll that said 61% of Americans think that it's possible for the United States government to go bankrupt. I mean, these are storms that all of us are facing that can really cause a lot of fear and wreck the good life that God's created us for. But in the midst of the storm, Peter trusted God, noticed that Jesus was there in the midst, and got out, took a step of faith, and then the miracle happened where he began to walk on water. I submit to you today that God is calling you to take steps of faith closer to him, and there is a miracle waiting for you if you'll do that. And with us in the studio today, Danny's not here. He's off changing the world somewhere, but we have our co-host, Alfredo Canencia and Martin Arinaga. But also in the studio, we have with us Su Yong and Maureen Yi, and an amazing testimony of how they took a step of faith, and now they are currently walking on water, experiencing the good life of God's provision in their lives.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the show, Su Yong and Maureen.
Thank you.
And you folks have an interesting story, but we want to start off by just sharing how you folks have come to your faith in Christ and, you know, where you committed your life to the Lord. Su Yong?
Hi, good afternoon. Being a Korean, I think majority of the people in Korea is all Christians. So as soon as I was born, I was forced into being to be a Christian. And I guess till mid-20s, I guess, I stopped going to church for mid-20s. That's when I got married. And when I reached about 27, 20, I had a prompting, God telling me, "You got to go back to church." So I went to church, Grace Bible. My sister was attending there, so I started going again.
Is that where you committed your life to the Lord, to follow him?
Yes, recommitted my life to
Him. Now, at that particular time, your wife, Maureen over there smiling, you weren't going to church. You didn't really know about, you know, having a relationship with the Lord. And how did you come to faith? Yeah, I know Siyoung, where he's trying to get you to come.
Yeah, I guess growing up, you know how you always say, I believe in God, but you don't really have a relationship with God. Yeah. And then my husband kept telling me, oh, you know, you should come to church. But I guess I was hesitant, not knowing what to expect. I visited Grace Bible a couple times and was a little intimidated. But he started going on his own with my girls. And I guess what touched me, too, was my kids would come home and go, oh, Mommy, are you going to go to church, you know, the following week? And I'd be like, no. And then I thought about it. I said, well, you know, I'm not setting a good example. And they were saying, how come you don't want to go? So then it was an invite. My husband, he sincerely asked me, oh, you know, Mother's Day's coming up. I really want you to come. Wow. So I said, okay. And then, you know, because my kids were asking me.
Now, Maureen, what was holding you back from going? Because you were having these thoughts about maybe not being worthy or something along those lines?
I guess because I was dealing with some issues, you know, my own personal issues inside of me that, you know, I had bitterness and I had anger towards some people. And I just really thought, well, I can't be a hypocrite sitting in church, you know, just, you know, sitting in church, you know, and I thought I'd be like a two-facing kind of thing. So I guess that was another thing in my mind going through, but I realized afterwards that that's where I should have been.
Yeah.
So it took me a while, you know.
So you came on Mother's Day.
I came on Mother's Day.
You gave your life to the Lord. Yes. Wow, that's awesome. Yes.
So it was good.
You know, Siyoung and Maureen are owners of Sumo Builders, and it's a contracting business with carpentry. But you know, before they got there, there's a lot of things that led up to actually having you guys own business. And we're going to hear a story that I really feel is going to encourage and inspire you, and how God, you know, can take a person's life and really bring them along to a place of blessing and prosperity. And Siyoung, you know, would you want to open up and share with us and how you started, you know, in working, you know, as a carpenter, or maybe before that, you know, with your uncle?
Well, I guess during high school time, I really liked working with wood. And my uncle had a carpentry business, a cabinet making business. So, of course, I told my uncle I'd like to work for him. But somehow I ended up at UH. And after that, my uncle just asked me, you want to come work for me? I said, okay. So I worked for him for a couple of years. And I guess somehow by fate, I cut off my thumb.
By fate? Is that by fate or by accident?
Well, both, because that accident caused me to do something, like you said, outside the box, maybe take a fate. Because, you know, there's not much you can do with four fingers.
So you're working with your uncle making cabinets, and you have an accident where you actually have your thumbs sawed off, and I'm sure, you know, at that time it wasn't funny, or you know, you were in such pain. And what transpired from that? What happened after that?
Well, after I cut off my finger, actually all my five fingers was cut, but the thumb was gone. My second finger was badly damaged, so the doctor put it as my thumb. So it looked kind of, you know, more normal than, you know, I guess, better looking than, I guess, without the thumb. So from there, I worked another 8 years for my uncle. And in the meantime, I had two girls. I got married, I got two girls, and now the bills started coming for, you know, preschool, you know, babysitter, and I wasn't making that much money. So I looked for part-time jobs, and somehow nothing was coming to me. I couldn't believe it. It's like, why? I can't even find a job at Home Depot or Lowe's. You know, they wasn't hiring me. They said, I was like too overqualified, and I didn't understand how that can be.
Yeah. Wow. So you had your family coming, and now you realize you need to try to create more income. And so what you did, then eventually you left your uncle's business and you went into another business.
Yeah. So I left my uncle's company. I went to another, a bigger construction company now. So when I went down, the owner of the company promised my brother-in-law, who was a project engineer at that time, told him that, oh, you know, I have a brother-in-law, he's a hard worker, real smart guy, like work for you. So he said, okay. So when I got there, he was like, oh, I think this is not the guy he was imagining, because I have another brother that's almost same name, and he knows my brother a little bit better than he knows me, because you know, my brother's bigger and he used to be a better soccer player. So of course he noticed the same, but actually he saw me and he go, okay, since he promised my brother-in-law that he would hire me, he said he'll give me a shot. He would keep his word. And then I saw, I shook his hand and waited for go, and he noticed I only have four fingers. And you should have seen his look in his eyes. Like, his little eye became round. Like, oh my God, it's like mistake. Because, like, you know, this guy's small and now he no more finger. How are you going to become a carpenter?
So not having all five fingers on one hand would have been a hindrance to you being an effective carpenter? I mean, do you know many other people in the carpentry business that have that?
It's funny because, you know when you don't have something, you notice this people with, like some guys get like even three fingers. Some guys, you know, they cut off a tip of their finger. Like, I notice this everything because I don't have a finger.
Yeah.
It's unreal.
Now, Suyang, earlier you made a comment which sounded odd. By faith, I cut off my finger. I'm listening to that and my brain's trying to wrap myself around that. I'm going, okay. If my faith is going to cause me to lose a finger, I want no part of this. And someone like you who works with your hands, of course, it's very, very important. So, you know, can you explain that statement of why maybe that there was a link between your accent and faith?
I guess being a Christian, everything happened for a purpose. If God didn't cut my finger, then I think maybe I might have done something else, and it made me to be more humble and just to do something. It takes me longer to do, even like picking up a small piece of nail or screw from the ground. It takes me more effort to tie my shoes. It takes me more effort. It takes longer. So I guess the patient part, and somehow just everything, you know, is falls into place because, you know, I gave faith to God. I never get mad at God. I just had to do what I need to do. And just God's been blessing me. So to me, it had to be that way.
So would you find yourself in the midst of those situations where you have more of a compassion for people who are handicapped, or, you know, people who are maybe, you know, missing, you know, fingers or a hand? Do you find yourself, when you see people working, that you have a compassion for them?
Oh yeah, because, you know, when you're working construction, there's a lot of guys, you know, with handicaps, you know, not necessarily with four fingers, but, you know, some other, like, they're limping, or, you know, I don't know, some even, like, those ex-drug addicts or, you know, something, then, yeah, I have a little bit more compassion through those guys and, like, for my company. So, you know, because God gave me a second chance to open up my own company, I also give them the second chance, and I hire guys, ex-druggies, you know, ex-cons. You know.
Right, right. Well, before we get there, which is just really exciting to hear that part. Now, what we're going to do, we're going to go on a break, and then we'll come back with the story.
Yeah, so Suyang found himself in the midst of a storm, like Peter, out in the middle of the water. An accident takes away your thumb, and now you're facing financial troubles. But the miracle is going to come after the break. So stick with us on The Good Life. Come back on the other side of the break, and you're going to hear the miracle of how God helped Suyang to walk on water in the midst of the storm that he's facing. We'll see you soon.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A firsthand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org and remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Welcome back to our show. It's great that you're with us at this very moment because we're just on the verge of more of a gripping story from our featured guest today. This is part of a rebroadcast series known as our Classics Collection for the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. To learn more about our show, to gain access to some of the resources we have, to find out more about how to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, you can go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, joining me as my co-hosts, Martin Arinaga, Alfredo Canencia, and Billy Lyle, and our featured guests, Sue Young and Maureen Yee.
Welcome back to The Good Life. If you've been listening to us, you've been hearing the incredible story of Sue Young Yee and how he found himself in the midst of a storm, just like Peter and the disciples did out on that lake. He lost his finger in a carpentry accident, now facing financial troubles. But yet we know that there's a miracle yet to come. And maybe you're listening today and you're facing a storm. We want to let you know that God has a good life for you. There is a miracle that he wants to bring into your life in the midst of the storm if you put your faith in him and trust in him. And like Sue Young did and like Peter did out on that boat, finding Jesus in the midst of the storm, and he can bring the miracle into your situation.
Well, you know, Sue Young, you telling us earlier how you got hired, maybe accidentally by this, you know, this person that hired you as a carpenter, but not really, you know, knowing you, and you had to go through some storms in the midst of working for this company. Can you kind of tell us some of the things that happened in your life while you was working as a carpenter?
Well, not being a carpenter, because I was a cabinet maker. And as a supervisor also, so not a good cabinet maker. And, you know, working for that company, and they have a lot of federal jobs, the boss would always tell me, you know, you have no experience and you're small. So, you know, I would expect a lot from you. So I said, okay, you know, and then every week I work and, you know, he come to my job site, and he yelling and swearing at me and, you know, everybody else. And the same thing, he said, you know, you got to work better, you got to work harder because you don't know nothing, you know, you're so small. And I remember one time, you know, he told me, you know, I know you're smart, you know, and because you're not so strong, I'll try and find you easier jobs. I said, oh, you know, good. So, and then the following Monday came, he sent me to a job site, and it's like the opposite. He gave me the hardest job, you know, to do, and I was thinking to myself, oh, this guy, he gonna give me easy job, and why send me to the hardest job where, you know, those big guys, Hawaiians and Samoan guys would do. But still, you know, it's, I feel like, I think maybe he's trying to test me, so, you know, if I don't get handle, I can quit on my own. But I said, you know, and I do the work, you know, I have to prove to him I can do it. You know, doing the work, you know, I'll like quit, but, you know, but I get, you know, family support. So, you know, I say, okay, God, you know, help me through today. And the same thing next day, help me through today again. And then, you know, went on for, you know, many, many times and some other days, you know, just like I'm ready for cry, but I cannot because I got to work. Mm.
So, you know, it's difficult not having your regular thumb to actually be a copper. To you talking about holding the nail and, you know, pounding the hammer. And many times you pound your own hand because, you know, the difficulty of the process of trying to hold up the nail and pound it. Now, you were going through this, and a lot of times you felt like quitting. You felt, the pressures of life because you have to provide for your family. And realizing that you cannot because you have two daughters, and so you felt the pressure coming on you. How did you cope with that?
Well, as a man, you know, we gotta provide. So no matter what, I had to do. You know, I hit my finger all the time. You know, I cut myself because somehow, you know, when a part of you hurts, and it just by nature you can hit it again. And it's always I hitting my thumb. I'm just always hammering my thumb. I screw my thumb with the screw gun. And it's every week I'm hitting my thumb. And, you know, it's like,
wow.
I try to be careful, but I still got to work. I got to make money for my kids.
So when you would come home, Maureen, what would be, you know, going through your mind, your head, as you see your husband coming home and, you know, going through a lot of adversity in his life, working as a carpenter?
Actually, to be honest, I think because he had so much faith, he didn't really come home showing what he was truly feeling inside or going through inside. I think, as he said, being the head of household, he did a good job of not showing me and the girls truly what was going on inside of him. And I really think that at that time, that's probably when he got closer with the Lord too, because, like I said, you know, I know he was struggling at work, but like I said, you know, not knowing how much, you know what I mean? It's kind of like you don't really know what a person is experiencing unless you experience it for yourself. So
in the midst of all of that adversity, in the midst of those storms, how did you draw closer to God? Because, you know, it seems like you did. How did your relationship with the Lord deepen in the midst of those adversities?
Well, like I mentioned, I always had God in me, so the faith I had. But when you're young, you're first upon, and when you get older, you know, with your own will, you know, you accept God, dedicate your life to God. And when you go through this hardship, or even more, you know, because every morning you wake up, first thing in my mind is like, oh God, please don't let me get hurt, you know. Help me get through this day. And, you know, pretty much that was my prayer always, because I'm not a prayer warrior, so I just say, okay, God, help me.
Yeah. So just crying out to God for help and in the midst of your storm. Now, about a year working with this company, you have this radical thought that comes to your mind, and because in your heart you always felt like you wanted to start your own business, and this radical thought comes to your mind. Can you share with us what you that thought that you came to your mind while you were working for this company?
Well, I had my contractor's license like a few years before. I just got it just to get it because I qualify, so I got it. And I had an opportunity to open my own, so I said, well, why don't I just open my own? You know, like I said, I always had faith, so, you know, being an optimist, I only can see the good, I don't see the bad. So you figure if I open my own, I work hard, then I should be able to make some money.
Now, you think of opening up a business in carpentry. Now, what did some of your friends think? I mean, I'm sure your wife had some reservations about, you know, you opening up a carpentry business.
Yeah, because when I told my wife and I told my friends, you know, I said, I'm going to open up a construction company. They said, what? You know, you just been at it for like 1 year. You don't know how to do anything. How can you open your own? But I said, well, if I work hard, you know, it shouldn't be a problem.
Trust me, I thought he was crazy. I really thought he was crazy.
Oh, but you had the thought that the Lord gave to you to take a step out of the mm-hmm. boat. I mean, that must have been what Peter was going through, you know, in the Bible, Matthew 14. When he's standing in the boat, he just had a thought, you know, what if I step out of the boat? Maybe I can walk on water. And then Jesus said, yeah, come. Mm-hmm. And then sure enough, he does. So what happens? So you have the thought. You know, all the naysayers. I mean, unfortunately, your wife was one of them.
Sorry.
You can't do it. What are you thinking? You're crazy. But you hear that voice. You took that step. And then what transpired after that?
Well, you know, after everybody telling me, oh, you know, you shouldn't, you know, so you just been at it for 1 year. You know, that's not enough knowledge to do, you know, anything. You know, because construction is so broad. You know, there's tile people, you know, painting and just everything. But I said, well, you know, I just had to do it somehow.
So you was telling us a story, I mean, before, and how you, when you started your company, you passed out a lot of, I think 1,000 flyers. Yeah, but, you know, and tell us what happened when you did that. I mean, something interesting you told me earlier about that.
Yes, so I guess down the line, I think that was like maybe second or third year during the business. You know, I would go to the hotels, you know, no more work. Every day I would go to the hotels. And they say, come tomorrow. And I would go, I'd bring the manapua, you know, you know, the manasalas I bring, but still nothing. So after a while, you just get tired of, you know, just wasting my money and gas, just going to the places and they're not giving me anything. So I figured, oh, you know, pass us some flyers. So I made 1,000 flyers and I told my helper, you know, I cannot pay for this to go, but you know, I just buy you lunch, and any job that we get from the flyer, I'll give you a cut. So he's okay. So, you know, we did. And I guess after a few days, he said he couldn't, so he stayed home. I went by myself. And after like 1,000, Ala Moana Shopping Center called me because they said that's illegal to do that. You know, the post office called me because they said I cannot touch the mailbox. That's a federal offense. So I couldn't do that. So, you know, after, I think, like a week, after 1,000 flyers, you know, I remember coming down to Kapahulu, passing Jack in the Box. You know, I guess that was my, at that most desperate point in my, pretty much my life, because I have never been that desperate in anything. So, you know, I roll up my window, full blast AC, turn down the radio, and I'm just like, you know, God, you know, I'm yelling, you know, I say, you know, what's going on? You know, I've been faithful. You know, I don't cheat people. I'm a good person. You know, I tithe whatever I get. You know, but, you know, why are you not blessing me with some work? Because I got to pay mortgage. You know, I got to feed my family. You know, I said, what's going on? And, you know, the prayer is only about 10 seconds because I don't pray too long. And I said, in Jesus' name, amen. And within seconds, I got my first phone call. And it was a one-day work for $1,800. And moment, then I guess the business started to get better.
Now, let's get this straight. You actually rolled up your windows, you know, put on the air, turned your radio down, and you had a moment with God where you was real with God. You began to yell. I'm sure you yelled a lot of things, but you were desperate. And I think, you know, God is waiting for us sometimes to be desperate like that. And, you know, sometimes we have a casual, kind of, you know, soft relationship with God, but God is waiting for the fire of desperation. When you cried out to God, God answered by having someone call you right after you prayed, and there was your first job that kind of opened the door to many other jobs.
Yeah.
Wow, isn't that interesting?
Yeah. So that was the first step in many, many more blessings from God. And you know what? We're going to take a break in just a moment. When we come back, we want to hear more about what God's been doing since then in your business, Soo Young, because, you know, God's been blessing you. He's been using you to bless others. And it all started at that one moment of desperation when you cried out to God after having heard the voice, taking the steps of faith. When we come back, we're going to hear more from Soo Young. If you want to join in on the conversation, you can give us a call at 296-5467. We'd love to hear from you. Maybe you're taking a step of faith right now. Maybe you're facing a storm right now. We'd love to hear from you and encourage you. We'll see you when we come back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Aloha, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible in large part through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician, Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Winward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Shinetta Narinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, and Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become a corporate sponsor, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. You ever feel like when you're listening to someone tell their story, you sit at the edge of your seat? And the more they tell it, you're more and more on the edge, and almost to the point where you got to watch out that you don't fall off. Well, today's show is one of those. It's part of our classics collection. It's a special rebroadcast as part of the Good Life Hawaii radio show. To find out more about our show, to access our resources, to discover what it means and how to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, you can go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. If you're joining in right now, we're with our featured guests, Sue Young and Maureen Yee. I'm joined in this show with my co-hosts, Alfredo Canencia, Billy Lyle, and Martin Arinaga. Enjoy this time with Sue Young and Maureen Yee.
Welcome back to The Good Life. Danny Yamashiro is not here today. He's off traveling the world, changing the world wherever he goes. But I'm Billy Lyle, along with Alfredo Canencia and Martin Arinaga. And if you've been listening, we've been hearing a great story from Sue Young Yee on how he faced a storm in his life, but heard the Lord speak to him about starting a business, took the step of faith, and then the miracles are beginning to follow as we're continuing to unfold this story. But Martin, you had a question that you wanted to throw out to Sue Young.
I was reflecting on your comment about your moment with God. You were talking about sitting in Jack in a Box in Kapahulu there, and windows rolled up, and you didn't have a moment with God. You were chewing him out. Can we do that? This is the God of the universe. Oh. But he answered with a phone call, which was maybe you didn't know it at the time, but shortly after you realized it. This is how you talk to God? I mean, Yes. Does he communicate so clearly all the time? And if we can't hear, why? Why do you think that's the case?
Well, for me, it's only one way. like most people,
be real.
you know, talking to God is like talking to my friend. You know, sometimes when I talk to him, you know, there's some swear words come out, and you know, I say, hey, you know, can swear to God, but I say, hey, God made me this way, so He knows me. So you know, I'm not gonna hide nothing from God. So when I was yelling at God, like you said, I was chewing him out. I said, you know, what's going on? Give me some word. And you know, when the phone rang, and I answered. Our first job for me, and I said, oh God, you good, are you so fast? So, you know, it was like that for me.
All of a sudden, you're friends now.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Well, you know, you said in your prayer, you said, God, how come, you know, you're not blessing me? I've been faithful. Yeah. I mean, you know, can you dissect that phrase, you know, I've been faithful? You also said, I've been tithing. I mean, what were you doing leading up to that moment of being faithful that led to God answering your prayer, even instantly like that?
Well, being faithful, I do my thing, you know. I go to church every week. You know, I get my cell groups, and I attend every week. And, you know, even though I'm in business, I don't cheat people. I don't lie to people. You know, I'm very honest. And the tithing part, maybe my wife can explain a little bit more on that part, because that's her department.
I guess when I started coming to church, you know, started attending as a regular, my husband, the first thing he talked about was tithing. He just basically, you know, I could tell he was nervous talking to me about the tithing. But he just basically put it straightforward to me and said, you know that that's God asked for the first tenth. So he said from his perspective, he said it's very important for him to honor God that way. Mm-hmm. So he thought he was all ready to, I guess, to fight with me on that. But I don't know. I just somehow looked at him. I said, okay. Mm-hmm. And, you know, ever since I started going, which I think was back in 1999, that we've been tithing. And we have been truly blessed. Wow. Truly blessed.
You know, it's so neat because, you know, when we give God and honor God with a tithe, we can have confidence that, you know, the Bible clearly speaks to us about God opening up the windows of heaven and pouring out blessings on us that we cannot contain, and you know, I, you folks' lives are a testimony to that and what God has done in your lives.
Yeah, because I think that point where he was driving down Kapahulu and crying out to God, it's because just I think the night before, or some couple of days before that, I had written our check for our mortgage, so I told him, "Can I show you the checkbook?" And I think there was only something like $11 and something cents in there. So I think that's when it hit him like, wow, you know, okay, I really need to start getting a job.
Right.
So I think that's where he himself, as like, again, the provider and the head of household, he was desperate, you know, because he actually saw the checkbook, because normally I don't show it to him, but I did because I needed to.
But you know what's so good about that? I think a lot of people cry out to God and wonder why he doesn't answer so quickly. And then they may hear your story or others that we've had on this show. And they go, oh, well, how come God's blessing them and answering their prayers so quickly? And I think it's because you guys, as well as others, have been obeying his word, you know, in tithing and in living righteously before him. And not just having a, you know, a cultural Christianity, you know, I attend church, sit in the back kind of relationship with him, but a real relationship with God. And I think those are the things that unlock God's blessing over our lives. Even as Peter said, man, I'm going to obey you, take a step of faith, come to you, Jesus. And he was able to walk on water. You know, and I think for those of us that are listening, maybe you're wondering, when is your miracle coming? We want to encourage you to obey the Lord in his word. Seek him, and that he may be found by you. And the miracles will follow, as we've heard here in Soo Young and Maureen's testimony.
Yeah, you know, Soo Young, so, you know, from that first moment when God answered your prayer, I mean, it's been the Lord just been blessing you and opening doors and giving you, you know, more business. And God's begin to lead you into a place of real success and prosperity. Can you tell us a little bit of how, you know, what led on to the next level that God brought you to in your walk with him?
Well, so the first few, maybe 6-7 years was a struggle. You know, not too busy. You know, you're just barely getting by. And God knows me. I'm not a hustler. You know, I'm not a go-getter. I'm very mellow, and you know, and for me, I just pray to God, say, you know, please send someone my way to help me with my business, because you know I'm not a hustler, and you know, I don't go after things. And I found out about the federal program where I applied. I got in, and it just happened to be my old boss called me up, and he's been helping with my business, I guess, to get bigger and better jobs from the government.
So what this federal government thing, it's a top five companies that they select, and your company is one of the companies that they selected. Now, what is the, as far as the, you know, the contracts we're talking about, so we can understand that?
Okay, I didn't get the contract right away. There's a first contract we applied, and I think it was like guaranteed I supposed to get it, but another company somehow like put a rug under me, and I lost it. And like, you know, I couldn't believe it. I said, oh, you know, how can this guy do this to me? You know, we're just fellow business people, you know, got to be honest, you know, up and up. But, you know, I lost the first contract, but I said, oh, God, you know, your will, not mine. Mm-hmm. I said, okay, you know, there's always going to be the next one. And that was for like 4 or 5 years. It's a $25 million project. So, you know, I lost that. I said, okay, that's fine, you know, no biggie. You know, there's always going to be more. And so the following year, so we applied for another one. So what this contract is, all the small businesses apply. You put in your applications, and they select five companies that they think can do the job. And I was selected to be one of the five. And this contract is for 5 years. And the dollar amount is $200
million. Wow. So God gives you favor, and he opens the door for you to come into with the federal, and you know, this contract with $200 million, be one of the companies that's kind of awarded this. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Wow.
Yeah, I want to change gears a little bit here, Siyoung. You know, we know that God is very concerned about our lives and our love and all of that, but what about money? I mean, can we maybe go into that direction as a God-fearing business person? Are there any guiding principles that you follow as far as how to run a business, how to manage your money, what to do with it? Can you just share some of your thoughts and speak to the business people out there?
Well, you know, especially being a Christian, see, when God gives us blessings, like let's say in money part, we are just stewards of the money. You know, that's not my money. So if I use it for use it and not praise God and give all the glory to God and just act like, oh, it's all my money because I work hard, then, like I said, because I'm a steward, and he's going to take it away. So, you know, especially being a Christian, I have to, you know, still walk the walk. It doesn't matter how much money I get. You know, you guys see my truck, I still drive a 94, 180,000 mile Toyota pickup truck. You know.
So is it like, you know, for instance, it keeps you humble? Well, you know, some guys, when they get blessed by God, they can get very prideful. Mm-hmm. But for you, you just think, wow, God's favor and grace have come over your life, yeah, that.
And we realize that, you know, it's not just about you. You know, you've been using your company, your business, and even your resources to bless and help other people. Tell us a little bit about how God's used you to bless other people through your business.
Well, being a general contractor, you know, I got to work with my subs, you know, plumbers, electrical, you know, other subs. And it just happened, my cell group that I attend every week, you know, I have a painter, I have an electrician. So, you know, I've been blessing them also because, you know, they do their work with God. And God blessed me, so I bless them. And even my office staff, and just somehow I get in Christians and there's a few guys, non-Christians, and, you know, we trying to talk to them about God and try to hopefully, you know, open their eyes and their hearts.
Wow. So your company, actually, you started with just you and a helper, and now that, you know, God has his favor and his blessing has come over your company, now you have like somewhere just under 20 employees.
Mm-hmm.
They're working along with you folks, and actually your wife is the person that handles the paperwork and everything, in like the manager of the office.
Yes.
Yep. It's, oh, go ahead. No.
I was going to ask Maureen, how does your checkbook look now?
More than $11.62.
I'm sure. You know, as I'm listening here, I'm going, there's got to be someone out there that right now maybe has is in a spot that you were years ago and has maybe needs to say something to God. How do they do that? And, you know, what about that person who has been crying out and doesn't seem to have received the kind of blessings or the really, really clear response that you got? What do you say to somebody in that position? Somebody just crying out and isn't just things aren't gelling for them.
Oh, that's a hard one because, you know, like I said, only now, you know, I see the fruits. So, you know, and it's been, I had this business for almost 11 years. And it's only the last 2 years I've been slowly getting the blessing. So for that 8 years before, it was a lot of praying, a lot of patience.
Perseverance.
And just perseverance for, you know, not giving up and somehow. Let me explain something. When I was working for another company, I was making about $80,000 a year, and I quit, and I had my own business. I was making about $30,000 a year, and it's like 50% of your income is gone, and my groceries are getting bigger. My mortgage is still the same. I still get my car payment, but somehow it gets paid, and I think, you know, where is this money coming from? And you know, it's like, where's the $40,000-$50,000 less, but still, you know, we still eat out once in a while. It was just crazy. So whoever's in having a hard time now, you know, you just gotta just pray to God and tithe. You guys just gotta live the Christian life and, you know, don't stray because of you having a hard time, you know.
I guess for me too, because I was like a new Christian, I was on fire. And everything was so new to me, so I would go back to my women's group asking for prayer. So I really think prayer really helped, you know, because it's not, you know, you can pray, but you have your fellow brothers and sisters in Christ with you praying, and that really, you know, you get the encouragement, the strength, and, you know, again, for me, that step of faith was the tithing part. That was my big step of faith, just trusting,
Well, so if you're listening to us today and you're facing a storm and you're wondering how you're going to make ends meet and how can I get this blessing that Soo-young and Maureen have experienced, you know, stay faithful, keep on seeking God. And we're going to take a break in just a moment, and we're going to come back with more of this great testimony. But if you're out there and you're struggling, we just want to say hang in there, persevere. God has a good life in store for you. If you'll seek Him, you will find Him. Stay with us.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A firsthand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. And remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the good life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. It's not out of the ordinary for you and for me from time to time to ask the question, I wonder how things will unfold out of my current situation. If you're asking that question today, today's show, which is a rebroadcast as part of our classics collection for the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, today's show will encourage you in a very unique way because of the testimony that's being shared. I'm joined with my co-hosts, Alfredo Canincia, Billy Lyle, and Martin Arinaga. If you're joining in and you're thinking, I've got to hear the rest of the show, how can I get the rest? You can go to thegoodlifehawaii.org to hear it in its entirety, as well as hear other shows as well. And ask other friends and family members that you know of that you think will benefit from the show. Ask them to go ahead and invite them to go ahead and listen to it as well. Here's my co-hosts, along with our featured guests, Su Yong and Maureen Yi.
Hello, this is Alfredo Canincia here with Billy Lau and Martin Arinaga as we here talking with Su Yong and Maureen on how God has really blessed them and, you know, through much adversity and storms and the trials of life, God has brought you folks through. You know, one of the things I like about Su Yong and is that he's not real self-absorbed or everything is about him. And what God has blessed him with, he has a real big heart that he wants to help other people. And one particular guy we were talking about on how you've made a difference in his life. And maybe you can tell us a little bit about, you know, this one guy that God has placed on your heart to help out.
Yeah, I guess late last year, this guy called me, say he wants work. I said, okay, you know, he came for an interview. I interviewed him, and he told me, I guess he lived in a halfway house because he's out on parole, and he's been in jail for like 25 years ago. I said, wow, but, you know, I tell him, you know, God is a God of second chances. Mm-hmm. You know, God gave me second, third, fourth chances. So, you know what? I'll give you a second chance and, mm-hmm. you know, just work hard. So, you know, I hired him.
Wow. So he was working for you. And how was it? I mean, was it, you know, was he a hard worker? Because you kind of taking a chance on a guy who's been in prison for 25 years coming out and he's kind of desperate looking for a job. You have a big heart. You help him out. Now, how was he working along with you and the company?
Well, he wasn't the best carpenter because he was in jail for so long. And this guy's kind of big, so, you know, in order to make money, you got to be fast. And, you know, I'm not saying all fat guys are, you know, slow, but
big guys.
He was, you know, he was kind of slow. But, you know, he was, I guess he was so happy to just to get a job, and he was working. And I guess he found God in prison. So, he just was he lights up wherever he goes and talking about God to everybody.
Wow.
Well, so as you gave this guy a chance, he even started coming to church with you, didn't he? You were saying that during the break, and helped expose him to God's love. Mm-hmm. I think that's so awesome how God gave you a second chance, and you're going to go and turn around and extend that same hand to someone else. That's powerful. That's what God uses us for.
Right. And I know you mentioned that actually, you know, some things happened, and he actually were put back in prison again. And, you know, one of the guys who you know and I know that works there as a prison guard, he ran into this guy. And one of the things that I remember him expressing to our friend as the prison guard, that he really thankful and he showed a lot of gratitude and really, you know, expressed his thankfulness for you taking a chance and giving him an opportunity and introducing him even to Christ. And so, you know, this story is not finished yet. You know, hopefully, you know, he'll come out and maybe, you know, you can really finish what you started with him on that. Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. I think that's just a great example of how it's not just about all about us. When God blesses us, he fully expects us to use that blessing to bless other people. And you've done that. And so God's continuing to bless you, even now in the midst of this economy. I mean, tell us real briefly. I mean, you know, everyone's business is, you know, drying up. A lot of people are really feeling the pinch of this economy. But, you know, God's been allowing you to continue to be blessed.
Yeah. Some of my other construction owners, you know, they will tell me, you know, a lot of companies are going down, but I noticed your company is going up real fast. I go, well, you know, when you or God's on your side, you know, though what the world really, it doesn't matter to us because God's on your side. So, you know, to me, I just do my thing, you know, be faithful, and I know God's going to bless me no matter what happens.
You know what I like about Soo-young, that, you know, I've known him over the years, and I've seen him when he was struggling in adversity, and I've seen him when he's been blessed and prosperous. But really, Soo-young is a real down-to-earth guy. He's the same guy. He's driving the same, that truck you're talking about. That, what, how old is that truck, by the way?
Oh, it's a 93. I have almost 190,000 miles on it, man.
Man, and you know, this guy could probably go and just go down to a lot and buy a truck, you know, of his choice. But he chose to live, you know, within his means and be humble about it. And God is blessing his life.
That's right. Soo-young, you know, I know a lot of our listeners are probably facing storms right now. Would you take a moment and just pray one of your short prayers, minus the swearing? this is radio. You know, pray a short prayer just that God would bless and reveal himself to those out there that are facing storms, because we all are.
That's right.
And, you know, that they would seek the Lord and find his blessing as well. Could you do that for us?
Okay. Lord, we come to you today with a humble heart. Open heart and open mind. I just pray for all those guys that have their own business or lose their job, whatever situation they're in. That I pray that they will still look towards you, Lord, not look to the side, but just right up and look at you and just pray that things are going to get better, and for them to not to lose faith and just to just keep on.
Amen.
This has been a special rebroadcast of a previously recorded show featuring Soo-young and Maureen Yee. If you'd like to learn more about our show or need prayer, or want to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. I also have a list of partner churches and partner businesses who are able to help meet your needs. You're also given opportunities to partner with us as well. Here's a scripture for today. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guests, Soo-young and Maureen Yee. Until next time, along with my co-hosts, Alfredo Canencia, Billy Lyle, and Martin Arinaga, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you.
The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.